It's clear to see that the media is entering a new generation. But how does this generation feel as they are coming closer to entering the media coverage world? We talked to Jenny Beaver about her view on the subject.
It feels really great because we get to pave the way for all kinds of other students to follow. At the same time, it's a lot of pressure. We're students, we don't know everything, and we're just figuring all this out as we go along. All the social media and new ways to share information are still really fresh. We have to figure it all out for the next generation, and we're all just kind of hoping we don't mess it up.
As elections for the next president come up, Carson and Clinton are expected to tie in a head-to-head match for the Democratic and Republican seat position in the next upcoming election for president. Pete Iverson, a professor at Morningside College, had more to say about the topic.
I think Hillary Clinton will be the Democratic nominee for the election, but I do not think that Carson will be the Republican nominee. He will fade quickly after Iowa and New Hampshire, and it will probably be a long time. It will be an experienced political figure like Rubio or Ted Cruz or someone with more political background that will be the Republican nominee.
Fans from across the world are in joy as the New Zealand rugby team went to Twickenham, London, England to compete in the World Rugby Cup 2015 final. New Zealand went and played a fair challenging game and ended up winning against Australia 34-17 on October 31st, 2015. A rugby sports fan had this to say about their victory.
First, I'd like to say congratulations to the New Zealand rugby team for winning the World Rugby Cup Championship, and I hope that they continue on with their victory in the new season.